Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. String quartets from Italy, England, and America will be on this program. We'll hear the first quartet of Maddalena Lombardini-Searman and the 11th quartet of Elizabeth McConkie. And in the continuing project of introducing you to my new CD, the American segment of this program will be my second quartet. Let's start with Maddalena Lombardini-Searman, who was born in Venice in 1745. She was a famous violinist as well as a composer. That is, before she became an opera singer. I'll read you a review from 1768. Madame Searman, the student of the celebrated Tartini, has a most distinguished talent. When she plays, her violin is transformed into the lyre of Orpheus, and she becomes the goddess of music. Her beautifully expressive playing, her style and technical prowess combine to qualify her among the best virtuosi. There could be no better place to start in a program of string quartets than with one of Lombardini-Searman's, because her six quartets were published in 1769, having probably been composed a few years earlier when she was 19 or 20 years old. This puts them at the very beginning of the birth of the genre of the string quartet. The famous violinist and teacher Giuseppe Tartini was teacher and mentor to Maddalena, and it is possible that she wrote these pieces while under his influence, just as the idiom began to emerge. Boccherini also studied with Tartini, and he claimed that 4 years earlier, he and three other former pupils of Tartini had given the first ever string quartet concert in Milan. And the very same year Lombardini's quartets were published, Haydn's Opus 9 quartets were published. Those are the pieces that firmly established the string quartet as an entity. We're going to hear Lombardini-Searman's Quartet No. 1. When you think of her youth at the time of writing this quartet, remember she was 19, and the fact that there was no model, no tradition for writing for the combination of two violins, a viola, and a cello, we can appreciate all the more Lombardini's achievement. The fine idiomatic string writing and skillful manipulation of this combination of instruments. The Allegri String Quartet performs on this recording.